This is the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library Reading Matters newsletter for fall 2018. David Junius is your editor and reader. From the Director by Danielle Miller. It was a busy summer at Wetabal, and the fall looks like another eventful season for us. It's also a great time to make sure we are providing you the best library service possible. Over the last couple of months, we hosted several exciting summer reading programs, traveled to a Tea with Talking Books outreach event in Yakima, and held our first fundraising event, a celebration of the 70th anniversary of our unique building. In October and November, I will be representing Wetabal at the University of Washington Accessible Library Resource Day, the China Information Accessibility Forum in Beijing, the Washington Library Association Annual Conference in Yakima, and the National Federation of the Blind of Washington and Washington Council of the Blind Annual Conventions. Getting out and talking about what we do is one of the most rewarding parts of my job. I always look forward to hearing new ideas from the community. While there are several ways to access our digital talking books, we realize that everyone's reading needs are not always fully met. To try to bridge the digital divide, we have introduced a custom book service that will give patrons access to any book in the Wetabal collection, no matter how many other people are reading it at the same time. Read more about how to sign up for this custom book service in Amy Ravenholt's article in this issue of Reading Matters. We'll also provide even more access to books by renovating our local audiobook production department. Over the next several months, we will be upgrading our recording and editing software, introducing a new program for the final digital markup and production of the books, and adding two more recording booths to our studio. The department already produces approximately 200 new titles per year, and with the addition of the new booths and improved efficiencies in final production, you should see even more high-quality books available to read and enjoy. Autumn is my favorite season. It feels like a fresh start, like turning a new page. Have a wonderful fall season and good reading. State Library Update by Cindy Aden. I was happy to see many of you at our first ever fundraiser on Monday, August 20th. We were pleased with the turnout and were especially honored to host our speakers, Secretary of State Kim Wyman, Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib, Special Young Patron Luke Uniak, and our own facilities manager Patrick McDonald. Patrick gave us the history of the building we were celebrating. It was a wonderful event with 100 people in attendance, including some staff who provided tours of the building and helped with the catering. Guests enjoyed food and drink, live music, and a silent auction. It was a great launch for us, and I hope that we can have other fundraisers in the coming years. We had some people there who were not familiar with Wetabal and were thoroughly impressed by the scope of the operation, the volume of the materials that get circulated, and the dedication of the staff to the library. One of the most moving things for me was talking to the volunteers. Several of them told me that doing this work made them feel they were contributing to their community. In two cases, the volunteers were relatively new to the Seattle area, so this work gave them a way to connect with their new city. Do any of you remember the children's story about the house that starts out in the country and ends up surrounded by high-rises? In the end, the house gets moved back into the country. I think of that whenever I visit Wetabal. This iconic two-story building was built at the height of Moderne, a sleek style inspired by the then-modern automobile. It has remained a service center for all those who need it, even as the city has grown up around it. There are more new buildings than old in this neighborhood, and our building is cast in shadow by the high-rises that now surround it. One of the things that Patrick told us, however, was that thanks to the building being jointly owned by the City of Seattle and the State of Washington, it will remain a prominent reminder of the Seattle of 70 years ago, and that's something we can all be proud of. Have a wonderful fall. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. Summer truly rocked at Wetabal. The 2018 summer reading program is over, and our youth patrons had a blast completing weekly activities, reading 16 books or 16 hours worth of books, and attending special events. Some notable gatherings were the Rock the Stacks Harry Potter-themed dance party for tweens and teens, the Dig In mini-museum exploration of real fossils and rocks from the Burke Museum, and a music therapy event led by Seattle-based certified music therapist Danny Valdez. Participating in our reading challenge this year were 40 kids from ages 2 through 18, and the library has been packed lately for our special weekend events. The Teen Gaming Lab also went on the road again recently, bringing accessible games to the Rainier Beach branch of the Seattle Public Library for special gaming nights in June. A trip to Issaquah is in the works for our giant Jenga set and more as well. please contact youth librarian Aaron if you'd like to have the lab brought to your town. But enough about summer fun. Along with back to school, it's time to think about signing up for another round of the popular Pen Pal program. Pen Pals will be paired up across the state to write letters to each other in Braille or large print from October 1st through December 28th. This is a great opportunity to make friends with other Watauble patrons from all over Washington. Fall also means it's time to get spooky. Mark your calendars for our annual Spooktacular Halloween party happening October 21st. There's so much happening in the Youth Services Department. Stay up to date by subscribing to our new monthly e-newsletter, DOTS, Watauble's Youth Patron Newsletter. Contact Youth Librarian Aaron at aaron.groth, that's E-R-I-N, dot G-R-O-T-H, at sos.wa.gov, or call 206-615-1253 to be put on the list. Equal access to all talking books through custom cartridges by Amy Ravenholt. Library patrons who borrow talking books through the mail from Watauble have access to over 36,000 titles, but people who download books can choose from almost 80,000 titles. Watauble believes in equal access for all, but how can we provide that when 3/4 of our patrons don't download books? By downloading the books for patrons who need it, of course. We now offer a new service of downloading several books onto one cartridge and mailing it to you. This gets you the books you want, whether or not the library has a copy on the shelf. When you are done reading your books, send the cartridge back and we'll load it up again with new books. We can even assign you 2 cartridges so that when you send one back, you'll still have another with books to read. Depending on the length of the books, 5 to 15 books can fit on one cartridge. Our standard collection is very good at supplying new books published since 2010 or so, and we have plenty of copies of everything listed in the Talking Book Topics catalog. Custom cartridges work best for people who have strong preferences that aren't getting served by what's on the shelf. Sometimes that is because they want to read older books that everyone asks for, like Louis L'Amour westerns or Cat Who mysteries. Other times it is because they read more challenging literature or specialized nonfiction, or maybe they are looking for older titles that first came out on cassette tape. For whatever reason, if you keep hearing that's download only, or the books you want are always checked out, please ask one of our reader's advisors about the custom cartridge program. We will help fine-tune your library account for the books you are most interested in. Custom cartridges work best when you give us feedback on how you liked previous books and help us pick what you want next. There will be some extra steps in playing the books on the custom cartridges, but we will explain how to do it and will always be available by phone to help. Call the library at 800-542-0866 if you want to get started with custom cartridges. New Local Braille from Watauble by Ed Godfrey. Thanks to our volunteer transcribers and proofreaders, these new Braille books are available for download from Bard and by request in hard copy Braille. BRW 8646, Eruption, The Untold Story of Mount St. Helens by Steve Olson. The eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980 was more than just a geological event. People died and questions were asked about the safety measures put in place before the eruption. 2016, transcribed by Gail Vision. BRW 8649, Bear Snores On by Karma Wilson. On a cold winter night, many animals gather to party in the cave of a sleeping bear. Bear is sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. But then he awakens. At first he worries that he has missed the food and the fun, but his friends help him join the party and he is happy. For preschool through grade 2, 2002, transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRW 1347, The Car That Brought You Here Still Runs, Revisiting the Towns of Richard Hugo by Francis McHugh. Richard Hugo visited places and wrote about them. Often his knowledge of the towns was confined to what he heard in bars and diners in an afternoon. From these snippets he crafted poems. Returning 40 years after Hugo visited these places, McHugh maps Hugo's poems back to the places that triggered them. 2010, transcribed by Joan Moritz. Two Great Watauble Partner Programs by David Junius. Seattle Works plus Watauble equals results. Seattle Works is a local nonprofit with a mission to connect volunteers, develop leaders, and build community. Since 2005, more than 1,400 volunteers contributing more than 5,600 hours of service have been matched with Watauble through TeamWorks, Seattle Works Day, and the monthly calendar of opportunities. Groups work mostly in the shipping department, where a constant stream of books is returned, inspected, and sent back into circulation, and on projects where our collection and equipment is being maintained to its greatest effectiveness. Wotabl is a wonderful organization that I probably would never have discovered if Seattle Works had not made it so easy to find and sign up for a volunteer opportunity in my community, Seattle Works board member Niyama Stevens said. My experience was a great chance to learn about the National Network of Libraries for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and to play a part in making sure that people with vision and other reading disabilities have access to a broad range of printed material. Learn more at seattleworks.org, SEATTLEWORKS.org, and thanks for all the great work. WATAP is tops. Wotabl is always advocating for accessibility, and a frequent referral we make is to the Washington Assistive Technology Act program, WATAP. WATAP has the mission to promote assistive technology to enhance independence for every Washington resident with varying abilities. They offer guidance on finding the device that best fits your needs, including device lending and demonstrations. Their goal is helping you focus on participating in your chosen activity, not the technology itself. They can also connect you with funding options such as the Northwest Access Fund and organizations that have recycled equipment, such as the Evergreen Reuse Coalition and the Evergreen Equipment Exchange. To learn more, visit WATAP, WATAP.org, or call 800-214-8731. New audiobooks at Wotabl by John Pye. Autumn has arrived, and it's time to settle in with a good book. Wotabl keeps on rolling with new books recently completed by our amazing volunteer narrators and reviewers. DBC 308, Roots and Reflections, South Asians in the Pacific Northwest by Amy Bhatt and Nalini Iyer. Immigrants from South Asia first began settling in Washington and Oregon in the 19th century. But because of restrictions placed on Asian immigration to the United States in the early 20th century, the vast majority have come to the region since World War II. Roots and Reflections uses oral history to show how South Asian immigrant experiences were shaped by the region and how they differed over time and across generations. It includes the stories of immigrants from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka who arrived from the end of World War II through the 1980s. 2013, narrated by Mariana DeFazio. DBC 6883, Seattle City of Literature, Reflections from a Community of Writers, edited by Ryan Bodineau. Passionate, irreverent, these brief essays by Seattle writers, poets, and publishers touch on all aspects of Seattle's literary scene. Writing, publishing, public readings, and writers' workshops all get their due. Some Strong Language, 2015, narrated by John Gahagan. DBC 6855, Midnight in Broad Daylight, A Japanese-American Family Caught Between Two Worlds by Pamela Rottner Sakamoto. Riveting chronicle of U.S.-Japan relations and of the Japanese experience in America, Midnight in Broad Daylight is the true story of a Japanese-American family that found itself on opposite sides during World War II. 2016, narrated by A.C. Peterson. DBC 513, Sweet Tooth by Tim Anderson. Sweet Tooth is a memoir of life after his hormones and blood sugar both went berserk at the age of 15. What emerges is the story of a young man trying to build a future that won't involve crippling loneliness or losing a foot to his disease, and maybe even one that, no matter how unpredictable, can still be pretty sweet. Some explicit descriptions of sex, some violence, and strong language. 2014, narrated by Timothy Youngbluth. DBC 6958, The Smell of Other People's Houses by Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. Ruth, Dora, Alice, and Hank are teenagers in Alaska during the 1970s. Faced by difficult decisions, they learn the limits of self-reliance and the value of friends. Some Strong Language and Some Violence for High School and Adult Readers, 2016, narrated by Arwen Ham. The Wotabl Building Turned 70 by Danielle Miller. Nearly 100 guests and staff celebrated the 70th anniversary of the opening of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library Building with their first fundraising event. The evening of August 20th was spent honoring the building's unique history and architecture, as well as Wotabl's service and mission. The Lenora Strings Trio provided music, and there were many great raffle items. Limited edition prints of a gorgeous painting of the building by Vancouver, BC artist John Ferry was available in a silent auction. Speakers included Secretary of State Kim Wyman and youth patron Luke Uniak, who spoke about the importance of Wotabl in his life. Office of Secretary of State Facilities Manager Patrick McDonald provided a detailed history of the building. Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib spoke of the importance of Braille and the library and reminded everyone that Wetabal and the NLS are the original purveyors of audiobooks. Guests were able to tour the library, have their names brailled, and enjoy a buffet, drinks, and camaraderie. The event also featured a 3-panel exhibit on the history and architecture of the building that will be displayed at Wetabal. Prior to being home to Wetabal, the building was a car dealership central to Seattle's old Auto Row. S.L. Savage proposed a large automobile repair shop and dealership for the site in 1940. He hired William James Bain, a founder of NBBJ architectural firm, to design the facility. World War II made building supplies scarce and tight financing delayed the project until 1947. Inspired by the design of the mid-1940s American automobile, Bain incorporated streamlined modern architecture into the building's iconic design. The building was opened with much fanfare on August 20, 1948, and continued to operate as a Plymouth and Dodge dealership under both SL and his son Samuel's ownership until it closed in 1979. The building spent 4 years vacant before reopening as Wetabal's new home in 1983. The inside of the facility was renovated in 1997, but the outside maintained its streamlined modern design. Thanks to the support from all those attending the event, we were able to raise funds to create early literacy kits that will circulate to families with young children and to create a living room area where teens and adults can come together to read, connect, and enjoy the library and all its resources in person. We are grateful to all the staff, former staff, volunteers, library patrons, stakeholders, and friends who supported our event and support us in so many ways every day. Thank you to our donors from May 1st to July 31st of 2018. Blanche Adams, Rosemary Adamski, James Adamson, Linda Adkins, Mary Beth Ani, Carol Alto, Arnold Alto, Deanne Andrews, Anonymous, 16 of you, Andrea Archer, David Arnold, Eunice Askoff, Karen Badton, Jonathan Bay, Linda Baker, David Dean Barker, Sally Barnum, Dorothy Beckstead, Charles Bellinger, Arthur Benedict, Marilyn Bennett, Helen Bennett, Claudia Burge, Alberta Berquist, Richard Berndt, Camille Blanchette, Barbara Bocek, Dorothy Bosian, Helen Bosley, Ellen Boyd, Kent Bridenstine, Hilder Bretheim, Penelope Bridgman, Claire Brown, Deborah Brown, Nadine Buckingham, Ava Bunce, June Burr, Emmy Kane, Bernard Cantor, Dorothy Carter, Dorothy Kasura, Diane and Robert Cavanaugh, Diane Cheney, Preetha Chatterjee, Urilla Christensen, Harold and Joel Christensen, Jennifer Chung, Patricia Chivatel, Philip Clark, Paul Clark, Marjorie Clark, Walter Koble, Philip Collette, Donald Collier, Susan Combs, David Compton, Josephine and Edward Conlon, Dean Kuhn, Joanne Cote, Florence Cowdery, Wiley Cox, Billy Cox, Maxine Cox, Irma Cross, Darlene Krostick, Judith and Frank Cuta, Lawrence Davis, Beth Danes, Dottie Delaney, Anita Demlow, Carolyn Dixon, Gunter Dose, Sandra Driscoll, Irene Dufort, Margaret Dunbar, Darlene Durden, B. Elder, Catherine Ellis, Janet Elmore, Linda Emel, Alicia Ensminger, Isabel Ernest, Gerald Irvine, Estate of Arnold Brack, Estate of Louise M. Patterson, Estate of Ronald Richardson, Estate of Christina White, Francis Eugene, Anne Fagan, Nancy Fay, Benjamin Fellows, Diane Farrell, Ellen Fettis, Rita Fisher, Joy Fletcher, Wallace Fox, Fraternal Order of Eagles Auxiliary 2888, Marjorie Furman, Edna Fujihara, Catherine Gaylord, Janet Gibbons, Frances Giffey, Mary Gifford, Clarice Glenn, Mabel Glunt, Elizabeth Gould, Frank Green, Michelle Greenke, Eric Grobe, Lynn Gundrum, Angela Gunn, Richard Hamilton, Glorine Hansen, Alexander Hargis, Brandon Harnish, Geraldine Hashisaki, Catherine Hayes, Maxine Healy, Enid Hearn, Judy Heber, Elizabeth Helms, Marion Hirth, Daryl Hester, Victor Hirakawa, Velma Holden, Kenneth Hopkins, Delwood Huffman, Rosemary Hunt, Imanta Ekstroms, Sue Johnson, Barbara Johnson, Helen Johnson, David Junius, Patricia Kahn, Betty Kelly, Juana Lee Killian, Walter Kinter, Alice Klein, Gita Priya Kamaraguru, Morten Kuznets, Barbara Lamy, June Lane, Nicole Langton, Cynthia Lantry, Elizabeth Lapick, William Larimore, Joel Latham, Lillian Lathrom, Charles Law, Jerry Lerman, Nina Lemeniger, T.J. Layden, Frederick Liddell, Sonny Lindvall, Edna Logan, Patricia Lombardo, Alberto Lombardo, Nancy Lowe, Stephanie Lukash, Doris Lundgren, John Lynch, Alice McDonald, Lorena Mattinger, Dana Marmion, Audrey Marshall, Glenn Masters, Deidre Maxwell, Sherry McCarthy, Dixie McDaniel, John McGregor, Eva Masick, Donna Meister, Louise Middleton, Louis Miley, Diane Miller, Danielle Miller, Lupine Miller, Betty Miller, Amanda Miller, Lawrence Mitchell, Beverly Moe, Gloria Moles, Alice and James Montaney, Sarah Moore, Adelaide Morgan, Elaine Morgan, Joan Moritz, Laura Mosang, Laura Mott, Angelica Murillo, Christina Murphy, Catherine Muse, Ralph Myers, Ken Newman, Mary Nichols, Marie Noski, Mary Jane O'Neill, Sharon Ogburn, John Ugliori, Joanne Olson, Rebecca Oosting, Mark Orico, Betty Lou Ortiz, Charles Pace, Joyce Patty, John Pye, Ina Palmer, Dolores Parrott, Merle Pasternak, Marilyn Pearson, Richard Peake, Arlene Pellegrini, Ann Peterson, Joyce Peterson, Richard Pettit, Florence Pimentel, Magdalene Pottinger, Possible, Shirley Pounton, Charity Ranger, Alice Rasmussen, Harold Rathbun, Laura Reed Ford, Mona Reynolds, Sharon Reynolds, Janet Richard, George Ritterbush, Patricia Robinson, Erilyn Rowe, Nancy Rowe, Catherine Rudolph, Beverly Ruth, Kathy Savory, Mary Schlosser, Grace Schmick, Edmund Schramko, Wilma Schunk, Rebecca Scott, Romel Scott, Stanley Seidler, Michael Selby, Irma Shannon, Jean Sherwin, Charles Sickles, Volker Smektala, Ruth Smiley, Donald Smith, Betty Smith, Helen Snyder, Louise Soderwasser, Nancy Soderblom, Jerry Soltis, Maria Sotelo, Sandra South, Marion St. Martin, Della St. Pierre, Paul Staria, Robert Stelmack, Francis Stensvold, Joan Stewart, Walter Strait, Norman Stryker, Laura Stewart, Paula Swan, Tom Taggart, Ruth Talbot, Jacqueline Tobble, Dave Tawatau, Raymond Tayer, Patricia Thomas, Richard Thorkelson, Nellie Thudium, Carla Thurlow, T. Tien Triggs, Ayako Turbridi, Marcellus Turner, Rocio Vargas, Susan Vetto, Karen Wallen, Richard Weatherly, Claudine Weiss, David Wilder, Kathleen Williams, Virginia Williams, Edward Wilson, Carol Wilson, Beverly Witt, Lisa Wohl, Patricia Wojcik, Janet Wright, David Witko, Grace Yadin, Agnes Zimmerman, Stephen Zahn. In honor of Nicholas Archer, Mary Jane Hashisaki, Marilyn Miller, Judy Ugliori, Jean Sherwin, and Watabel's Volunteer Program. In memory of Jan Ames, Sue Amater, Catherine Bartley, Juanita Caroline Coble, Don Cowdery, Donald Dice, Wallace Dunn, Dorothy Gordon, Bob Kepler, Imogene Ridiger, Robert Sherman, Dr. Isidore Starr, Joyce Van Tile, John Whalen, Margaret Wright. Thanks to our raffle donors for our 70th anniversary event. Artist and Craftsman Supply, Café Ladro, Chateau St. Michel, Chuckar Cherry Company, Daniel's Broiler, Elliott Bay Book Company, Franz Chocolates, Hand of God Wines, Henry Art Gallery, Hummingbird and Holly, Jimmy's on Broadway, Kick It Boutique, Lata Wines, Lavasser Florists, Mohai, Mopop, Portage Bay Cafe and Catering, Queen Anne Book Company, Red Hook Brew Lab, Seattle Children's Theater, Seattle Cider Company and Two Beers Brewing Company, Storyville Coffee Company, Third Place Books, University Bookstore, and Whole Foods. This is the end of the recording.